Now, our next guest has been acting since the age of 11. You'll have seen her in things like 10 Things I Hate About You, The Bourne franchise, Silver Linings Playbook, Hustlers, and the TV show Riviera. Her latest movie will be out in July. It's called The God Committee. She plays the part of Jordan Taylor, Dr. Jordan Taylor. And she is a member of a hospital committee who comes together to make the decision on who will get a heart transplant. And that's where the God Committee name comes from. And Julia joins us now. Julia Stiles. Didn't give you your name. Julia Stiles joins us now on Zoom. Hello, Julia.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Let's get the full name out of the way first. Julia O'Hara Stiles.
That's true.
Yes.
That's my
name. Gone. We're having one of those. Julia. Yeah. You're coming in and going out there, Julia. It's not a brilliant line.
That's strange.
So tell us about the Irish part of you then.
O'Hara is my middle name. My father's. So my mother didn't change her name. Her last name is Stiles. Yeah. She didn't change her name when they got married. So they decided, I don't know if it was a feminist thing or just the way it sounds, that O'Hara Stiles sounds better than Stiles O'Hara. I don't know, but O'Hara comes from his side of the family, which is Irish.
Yeah. Congratulations on the movie. Just tell us a little bit about the plot. You star alongside Kelsey Grammer.
I do, yes. So it's about the committee of doctors, as you said, that decide when an organ comes in to the hospital, which patient is going to get the organ transplant. And there's only one heart that comes in beating in a cooler, and they have a couple of hours to decide where it goes. And the patient that they had already picked, you know, over months of discussion, ends up dying. So they have to choose another patient at the last minute. But there's also other things going on behind the scenes. My character and Kelsey Grammer's character have been having an affair, and it's kind of at the tail end, and she's already really fed up with him. So when she's appointed to the committee and this is her first day, there's a bit of tension between them. They don't agree on how to decide which patient gets the heart, because he wants to be very clinical about it and just look at the statistics of the person, whereas she looks at the patient as a whole, and he looks down on her. He has one of the best lines in the movie, which is, your problem is that you think you don't realize that the heart is just a muscle.
Oh, yeah, there you go. He's wrong, of course.
But, yeah. I think so, but that's why I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I read a quote from you that you became an actor because you want to play out the things on screen that I don't have the courage or the wherewithal to do in real life. Which is a brilliant quote. So this movie then, this part where you are playing God, must have been very thought-provoking for you.
Oh, it was, yeah. I mean, I think we've all, especially in the last year, although we made this movie before COVID, in the last year, we've been forced to realize and think about how superhuman doctors have to be. Mm. But I think we always think of doctors as having good intentions and an amazing skill set. And if something tragic happens, it's out of their hands. But in this movie, they're really given the authority to, and the challenge to pick and choose which patient's going to live. And I could never. I mean, that was, to me, was really thought provoking, really challenging, and worthy of making a movie about. Very sad too. I mean, it also points out how there's a flaw in the system. That's that, you know, there's a shortage of organ donors in the world. So,
And doctors are only human as well, and they bring their baggage to these decisions, their prejudices, and all of that. It's fascinating. So, like, I found it going, whoa, what would you do? What would you do? You wouldn't envy them, would you? Because people all over the world have to make those decisions every day.
Absolutely. And then I'm sure they have to distance themselves emotionally from it all, because you just could, just for survival, you would break if you, regretted certain decisions or...
Yeah, if you invested yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of which, becoming a mom has allowed you to distance yourself a little bit from your job. You know, it's not that you don't, you know, invest yourself in it, but you feel that it's not the end of the world if something goes wrong.
It's definitely taken second place, but I do find that it's made me a better actress. I'm much more playful when I go to work. I just, to me, the pressure of, like, this is my entire life is kind of gone, and I treat it like playing, like, what the original reason that I wanted to be an actress is to play pretend. And I sort of treat it as something, you know, if I'm going to be spending that time away from my family, to treat it as something that that should be silly and rewarding and playful.
Which reminds me of Riviera, which we'll get to in a moment. But you've always had a healthy relationship with your work, because when you acted since the age of 11, as I said, and then you did 10 Things I Hate About You, which catapulted you into sort of stardom. And then you went back to college.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
That was... I mean, in hindsight, I think people could argue that it slowed down my career, but for me, and it wasn't even really a conscious decision, but I realized at the time it really helped me, because I, just at the time that I was becoming more recognizable as an actress and more in demand, but fame is a really bizarre thing, especially for somebody, you know, just entering adulthood. When I went to college, I was able to step back and kind of get some perspective on the whole thing. Mm. You know, I was in school with people that are studying to become doctors who are now doctors, you know, and so being an actress or being on a magazine cover or going to an award ceremony wasn't that important. And my professors still demanded that I do my homework. So I can say this in hindsight, I don't know how conscious I was of it, but I felt like instead of a marathon, I wanted my career, I mean, instead of a sprint, I wanted my career to be more of a marathon, something more long-term and not just...
But that break, well, it wasn't a full break, because you did, the Bourne movies, one of the Bourne movies while you were still at college, but that has served you well as a human being over the years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And I remember being in college thinking, I want to graduate because I want to have, when I turn 40, or I don't know why I picked 40 as the number, I want to have this certificate behind me, you know, and I'm not saying it's for everyone, but for me, it was just like, I just wanted that so that when I was a grown up, quote unquote, I would feel like a grown up. And
you did turn 40 this year.
I did. Yes. Which is why I think it's funny that I picked 40 as the number.
Yes, yeah. So do you feel different?
No, I feel younger. But
but what you have done, and we'll go back to Riviera, is that you have a producer credit on that movie now, or on that TV series. So was that important to you?
Yeah. You know, I don't have aspirations to be a producer, and there's a lot of different ways to define what a producer does, but... So I'm not the person going and getting money. I'm not the person going pitching to a studio or casting other actors. But I had been very involved in the story with Riviera and very actively involved with the writers and the writing. So by the time we got to season 3, I felt like I wanted to have that in the credits. And they were nice enough to give it to me.
Okay. And will there be a season 4?
No, sadly, no.
No.
It was fun while it lasted. No, they were talking about doing a season in Italy, but COVID just, you know, would be so unrealistic. I mean, it would have been last year that we would have shot. And, you know, with all of these second and third waves and uncertainty in the world, it just would have been too much of a risk, I think, for... studio.
Because there was a big hoo-ha about Riviera at the start, because there were Irish people all over, Paul McGuinness, Neil Jordan, John Banville, you know, at the beginning. And you had a sort of, you'd known Neil Jordan, and he picked up the phone and called you for it. Is that how it happened?
He cast me in it. I had auditioned for him twice before that, for Interview with the Vampire, and then I think the Borgias, and you know, didn't get cast in those, fine. But then I was really surprised he thought of me many years later for Riviera.
It looks like good crack. Did you see the story about the mansion, that your man who owns it didn't get proper planning permission, and now the authorities are saying it has to be demolished?
Which mansion is that? No.
The mansion, I just read it there in the newspapers. It's a story from February of this year. The mansion that features in Riviera.
Oh, yes. No, while we were filming, they had some issues. They didn't get permits. The police did show up sometimes when we were filming. And the it's a very remote, small town, but I think his neighbors certainly didn't
appreciate it. No.
I didn't know what the status of that was.
So there you go. like, I was looking at clips because I was a bit old for 10 Things I Hate About You. I was, you know, I was in my 20s and it wasn't made for me. But a brilliant performance. And you were very much like Kat, I'd say, as a teenager, were you? I just get that feeling.
Yes, I think that I've lightened up a lot since then. But right. I was that age and I was starting out as an actress because I started at 11, but I really started in theater. And then it was my teenage years that I was auditioning for TVs and TV shows and movies and commercials. And everyone would always say to me, oh, you're too serious. You're too heady, you know, lighten up, be more bubbly. And especially that age, I like took it very personally and just, it was very confusing. But then I read 10 Things I Hate About You and Kat was such a breath of fresh air, just how she didn't care about other people's opinions. And she was very cynical and angsty. And so then to get cast in the movie was wonderful, but then also to have audiences respond to it was really an affirmation that like, it's okay. I don't have to
change who you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thinking teenagers movie goddess. That's how you were described. The God Committee is out in July, starring Kelsey Grammer, Julia Stiles playing Dr. Jordan Taylor. Thanks so much for taking a call today, Julia, and mind yourself and stay safe.
Me too. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Bye. That's it from us. It's Cormac and Samantha on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.